Good afternoon, Mandy Hamner from Randburg. With regards to Brian Molefe protesting against the narrative of the Zondo Commission, of course there's a common narrative. If a lot of people come together and most of them tell the truth, then the common narrative is the truth. And I'm so sorry that he's finding that to be inconvenient. So sorry.
Thank you for that WhatsApp voice note. That's exactly where we are picking up right now at the Zondo Commission, where the former PRASA Group Chief Executive, Lucky Montana, he's been saying that the State Capture Commission has shown it favours the former board chairperson, Popo Molefe. It's ignoring evidence against him, and he's pretty much saying that it's biased, that it's got a predetermined agenda. So if you listened to that earlier today, let me know what you think about those comments. We're going now to Ntokwane Ngatane, EWN reporter, watching the Zondo Commission for us. Sure, pretty strong words there from Lucky Montana. What else did he have to say, Ntokwane?
Well, he says he was quite angry when he listened to Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo talking about the role of the Hawks and the DPCI. And he basically says, as you've indicated, Mandy, that it appears as though, and he's written a letter, by the way, to the commission previously, even before he came to the commission, saying exactly what he said in that opening statement, that he believes that the commission has already made up its mind about state capture. He goes on to say that the commission and even some leaders in the country prefer to say that irregular expenditure is corruption, and that paints the country as one of the most corrupt in the world. And he says, to him, irregular expenditure is not corruption. But he's continuing at the moment, speaking about that contentious Westman's attorney's contract with PRASA, where he says the former board chair, Popo Molefe, who he says has been given ample time by the commission, decided to inflate irregular expenditure so that Westman's attorneys 10% that they would earn for dealing with irregular expenditure at PRASA would be a higher amount. Mandy?
So he's facing these questions. He seems to be answering them now. I'm watching at the moment. He looks quite animated in his responses. So what are the specifics there? He has been implicated in alleged wrongdoing by several witnesses. So how is he approaching this?
Yeah, well, one of the things that he'll have to answer at some point is those locomotives that were not suitable for South Africa when PRASA spent billions yearly. And the irregular expenditure, by the way, is one of the amounts that emanate from that transaction, because it appears that because there were delays in terms of accounting and that the Auditor General's office needed more information, he says that instead of calling it a qualified audit and calling it irregular expenditure, it should just be referred to as delays in terms of reporting by PRASA. But as I say, one of the things, some of the things that he'll have to deal with at some point is the issue of his appointment that the former president, Jacob Zuma, apparently interfered in, or at least, you know, told the board and the minister at the time to look into it or had a role in it. By the way, let me just say that right now, maybe perhaps that's where the animated part comes in. He has told us that PRASA was actually destroyed by greedy ANC politicians, and he says he has defied very powerful people by not listening to their unlawful instructions. This is where he is now continuing. He says he filed an affidavit with the commission where he names them. He's not naming them today, but the commission will approve that affidavit, and then perhaps he will name the people that he's talking about when he says greedy ANC politicians destroyed PRASA.
And Ntokwane, thank you so much for that update. And Ntokwane Ngatane, watching the State Capture Commission, where Lucky Montana has been testifying. Your thoughts on that one, what he's saying. Do you agree with him that the Zondo Commission is biased, that it's got a predetermined agenda? Or do you think he is simply trying to fight his way out of a corner here? Send me a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702.